Yeah, you just heard the new one from Gorillaz featuring Tame Impala and Booty Brown. That was New Goal, a new track from their forthcoming new album, Cracker Island, which will be out next year, February.
That's right. First story of the day, in case you missed it, there was a bit of a hoo-ha after the much maligned Billie Eilish concert in Malaysia, which was, like we mentioned on the show, the first big international act to perform on our shores, right, since the start of the pandemic. Certain parties since then has called for the government to cancel all upcoming concerts with foreign acts, alleging that such acts encourage hedonism. They even threatened to protest if the concerts were allowed to go on.
Following which, Federal Territories Minister Dato Sri Shahidan Kassim went on record to say that concerts that are given the green light will be reviewed and assessed for their contribution to youth development. There will also be new updated guidelines regulating foreign artists in Malaysia that is set to be released by the end of the year.
Yeah, currently all concerts in Malaysia featuring foreign acts must follow the guidelines set by PUSPAL, which include conditions for organisers as well as a code of ethics for performers. This, of course, includes how they dress and how they behave on stage. PUSPAL, on the other hand, also plans to revamp their application process, allowing for more efficient granting of permits for performances by foreign artists and filming by foreign film crews. They plan to have this up and running by the end of 2023.
This comes at a time where the live music sector is picking up and recovering from inactivity with massive losses of income. Association of Arts, Live International Festivals and Events Chairperson R. Para revealed that before the pandemic, combined business and entertainment events contributed almost 1.2 billion ringgit to the economy. He projects that it will at least hit half that number this year, which is 600 million, and only surpass 1.2 billion ringgit in 2023.
Yeah, it's a slow climb to where we used to be, but to dissect what this would mean for the entertainment and live music sector and how these new guidelines can affect our music industry, we have Kayawan President Dato Freddy Fernandez to break it down for us. Welcome back to the show, Dato Freddy. Maybe a good place to start. Just tell us a little bit, what was your reaction to the news of this updated guidelines and policies for international acts coming to Malaysia?
Well, it was rather sudden because I don't see any incidents or events that caused some kind of concern on anyone's part. Most of the international concerts that have been held here have been run pretty smoothly, well-organized and without any major hitches or incidents or problems. So I think it's a bit of a surprise that this has come out of the blue. Mm. But whatever the case, I think we are, taking note of it and trying to see if we can appeal to the authorities to, to take a very positive viewpoint of concerts, and especially international concerts, which seem to be the main concerts targeted here. Yeah. They're not talking about local or Malaysian artists doing concerts. That's okay. But frankly, if you ask me, I don't see very much difference between Malaysian artist concerts and the foreign concerts that have been happening here, because they're basically all pretty well run, well organized. And also for the foreign concerts, we have an additional layer for censorship where we have an organization called PUSPAL.
That's right.
Which is a central body for monitoring or approvals, granting approvals for foreigners to come here to perform or to do film shooting. So PUSPAL goes through a very rigorous process of vetting the artist's background and also looking at videos of their shows to make sure that there are no negative influences and things like that. So I think I think there's no real reason for this call to suddenly want to, ask the authorities to restrict local foreign concerts or even not permit them. Yeah. So I think this is something that's quite surprising, and hope that, we could get to the bottom of the causes and find out what exactly is the problem, because I don't see any problems. And yeah, I think they're pretty good, and it's a good way of fans to meet their favorite artists who they have only been able to see in YouTube or listen to on the radio, and suddenly you can see them performing live. It's always been my, when I was a young person, my you know, childhood dream was to see my top acts that I liked
for
when
sure.
I was young
for sure
to come and perform live, and you know, and that's what I do when they do come here. I go and see them because, you know, I'm a fan. I love their music and I want to just go there and enjoy it in a live situation.
Now, the main issue that propped up is that foreign artists infringe on local sensitivities. So what are we talking about here? Can you give us the lowdown?
I really don't know. I don't know what are the sensitivities they're referring to. And, you know, because like I said, there's very little difference between most of the international shows that come here and the Malaysian artists' performances. I think our Malaysian artists' performances have also grown to become of an international level. So, I mean, if the Malaysian artists' concerts do not infringe on people's sensitivities, I don't see how a similar concert performed by a foreign person or an international name can, you know, cause issues because it just... you know, I don't see where the differences are because they're pretty much the same.
Yeah, Dato, so a wrong time as well for this bit of news, right, as the live music sector is picking up and recovering from the pandemic. What are your thoughts on the timing?
Yeah, I think we're just about getting back on our feet. The whole industry is, you know, is struggling to crawl back, you know, and get back on our feet. And suddenly, you know, when you have people asking for restrictions on live entertainment, it becomes quite, you know, a bit of a throwing a bit of a cold water on the whole effort to try and recover the bring the industry into a recovery mode. So I think it's you know, it's not a good time for this. Hopefully, the people, the decision makers, will view it, I mean, give it its due respect and you know, study the situation and see what the issues that actually are of concern. And, you know, if there's anything that needs to be addressed, fine, you know, we'll be happy to oblige. And I think the industry is happy to oblige with whatever, you know, changes that may be required. But I don't see how, you know, having those concerts, which we have been having for the last 50 years. I mean, we started seeing Santana. I saw Santana in 1972 when I was 18 years old. So, you know, so it's been going on and it's been a big part of our lives as music fans. And I think the music fans of the young people of today also deserve that. And it's a strange situation because we have young people now being able to vote, you know, and they're above 18, you know, they can vote. So I think, you know, I should look at it that from that point of view. And I think there's many young people who would not really take, you know, these kind of objections very well and, you know, would actually not be very happy with them because they are, you know, are more independent and they also would like to have that freedom to choose who they would like to see in concert and so on.
Do you feel that this bit of news would put off international concert promoters from coming to our shores? And how so, Dato?
Yeah, definitely. Any negative publicity where, you know, the promoters internationally, they don't want to take any risks because they only get a portion of their payment before the show and the balance pay is paid after the show. So if these rulings suddenly come into force and, you know, after they've, you know, agreed to do a concert and they've planned their schedule and, you know, their concerts are very huge. They bring, you know, lots of equipment. They have a backup crew. They have dancers. They have background vocals. They have musicians. So it's a big effort to bring one of these shows into the country. And, you know, so if there's any doubt that whether the show can actually take place, I think those guys would probably prefer to go somewhere else. And, you know, I mean, we have our neighbors who are knocking on their doors all the time. We have Indonesia, which is a big, which is big on international shows. We have also Thailand, Philippines, Singapore, and, you know, all our neighboring countries are very keen on promoting these shows. And, you know, I mean, Singapore brings in the world's top acts for their Formula One concerts. So, you know, you can see what kind of a draw they bring and the kind of attention they bring to the country. and also create that very vibrant and modern image for a country, you know. So I think in that sense, we'll be losing out if we do, try and put restrictions and the uncertainties that they would cause in the market and among the promoters who would prefer to go to some place where they know there's no risk of them not, you know, being allowed to perform and so on. Mm. So I think overall, it's something that, we have to look at. And also from a tourism point of view, people will hear about Malaysia not allowing concerts. So suddenly they'll think, oh my God, maybe we'll be restricted in doing other things and, you know, it'll be too restrictive and so on. So it might cause this whole, a vicious cycle or this whole domino effect of, impinging on other areas of the industry and also cause the country to lose out in terms of its attractiveness to tourists as well as investors. Yeah.
Talking a bit about the trickle-down effect, right? How does having international acts in Malaysia benefit the local music industry?
Well, from the artist's point of view, there's not really much benefit. But I think to the promoters and the people who are in the business, it trickles down to sound system guys. Because in the old days, we didn't have the top-notch sounds and lights, technical specs that that we have right now. So in the old days, the foreign shows would have to actually bring their own equipment, bring their own crew and everything. So I think it's changed now, and we have really top-notch equipment suppliers who are also again trying to come out of this 2-year hiatus and get back on their feet again. So these kind of concerts will be a welcome addition to their revenue stream and also allow them to invest more in their equipment. And, there's no longer this thing about having to depend on foreign suppliers. Most of the suppliers are locals now. The crew, the sound and lights guys are all locals, except for the actual guys who operate the equipment, the sound engineers, the lighting engineers. Those guys come with the team from the foreign countries. Yep. But the rest of the team, the ground crew, and even the promoters, the ticketing staff, the promotional aspects, the radio stations that supported, TV stations. All of them, stand to gain from these concerts because it's a revenue driver and it causes, all kinds of trickle-down effects and employs a whole bunch of people for each concert. So I think it will definitely be a blow to this industry if such concerts are not allowed, because I think local shows, they don't have actually that scale of equipment and size of the stadiums that the foreign artists can command. So yeah. I think it will be definitely a cause for concern. Yeah.
Mm. When comparing live event guidelines and policies to our neighbors in the region, would you say our current framework is arguably already stricter than others?
Yeah, well, I think we're on par, at least, if not stricter. We might, I think there's a little bit more investigation and background checking in Malaysia. Mm. And I used to sit in Puspal as one of the committee members, for a few years. A while ago, and I would actually see for myself how stringent the checks were, and they would actually call the promoters in for interviews to describe exactly what security features they would be, putting in place, how many security personnel, would be on duty to ensure there was no trouble and so on. So I think it's very, very thorough and very professionally done. And Puspal is really doing a very good job. So I think due credit to them. And I think because of what they're doing, we haven't had any major incidents in any of these shows for a very long time now. Mm. So I think, we are definitely very thorough. And I think that augurs well for the industry here.
Last question, Dato. What's the best way forward that's a win-win for both parties, both the concert organizers and promoters, as well as the authorities?
Well, I think, there's no real, right or wrong in this thing. It's a matter of opinion, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what might be great for you may not be so good for me. So obviously, concerts are not a priority for the people who are calling for these, restrictions. But at the same time, for many people in the industry, it's a way of earning a living. It is, it's their, their main source of revenue and, their basic source of income. So it has to be worked out so that, whatever we do, we should try and convince them that there's really no harm in what these guys are doing, having concerts here, because I don't think the fact that they've been going on for so many decades is already evidence that and the fact that the country is still progressing well and is continuing to grow. Which will actually be, evidence of the fact that, they really have not had any, any negative effects on the country or the population. And I think they have to just understand that, this is something that people love. Everyone loves music. I haven't met anyone who doesn't. And, let us live and let live, and let's have, good, safe concerts that everyone can enjoy.
That was Dato Freddy Fernandez, president of Kaya One, giving us a lowdown into the proposed updated guidelines for foreign acts to perform in Malaysia. And speaking of foreign acts coming to Malaysia, coming up, we're going to be speaking to Indonesian band Little Fingers on the program. So do stay tuned for that. But first up, we have a fresh tune.
Yeah, this one comes from multi-instrumentalist, producer, Packy Man, this time featuring singer Winter with the new track called All Night Long, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.